Since 1960, we have been conducting auction sales the Steffes way. Max Steffes here from the Steffes Group. Folks, if you're in the market for farm machinery, transportation, or construction equipment, I'd encourage you to visit steffesgroup.com right now to view all the equipment coming up on over 79 auction events across 7 states in the month of June. At steffesgroup.com, you'll find details on 151 trucks, over 200 trailers, 152 tractors, 23 combines, and dozens of sprayers. Again, view all the details at steffesgroup.com.
All righty, thank you. Welcome back. It's Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr, North Dakota Corn Council Studio. And on this 13th day of June, hard to imagine we're 2 weeks away from the end of June and guys are still planting. But we've got a day that markets were mostly down. We got to figure out why here until we bring on AgMarket.net's co-founder Matt Bennett. Good afternoon, Matt.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Pretty darn good. In Illinois, central Illinois, where you're at there, are guys kind of happy with the current situation of soil moisture and planting or crop progress?
I'd say in my immediate area, we actually got the crop in the ground in really good shape. I had good uniform emergence, good color to it and whatnot. If you walk outside right now, Mick, it's about 95 or 6 degrees in the shade. Then we missed out on 3 chances for rainfall this last week that were 70 to 80%. So there's getting to be a growing region in Illinois, especially, you know, where we've got some serious topsoil moisture deficits. So we got some corn that looks almost a little more like pineapple on the light ground this afternoon, and I would say that the black ground is going to be looking the same by the end of the week, because I don't believe we're going to see any highs in my part of the world that are going to be below 95 the rest of the week.
Yeah, and in western Nebraska and western Kansas, it's 107 right now. I mean, yeah, the corn to pineapple and back again every day, this is going to stress the crop, isn't it?
Yeah, it's going to stress the crop. I mean, my experience, I mean, I'm not an agronomist. You know, I've been farming for quite some time and studied, you know, through ways of experience, I guess. But, you know, our crop right in here was in the ground early enough that we've got the each size set. You know, usually it's around V7 or so, V8. You know, and so here's the thing. I think if you're going to stress this crop, right now isn't a horrible time. We've got the ear size set. The potential for this corn crop, you know, in the areas that we're able to get it in the ground a little earlier, I think is rather large, quite frankly. And so, you know, if you can break out of this hot, dry scenario to have at least enough moisture to get you through pollination, I think these genetics, they have come a long ways, as you know. And I do believe that we can still eke out a pretty decent crop if Mother Nature can give us a couple of timely rains. I mean, heck, at this stage of the game, if we go longer than a couple of weeks here, Mick, I'm going to be hoping for a hurricane to come up through the heart of the Corn Belt, because in 2012, that's what broke drought for people in my part of the world. Now, we had to wait till August when the corn crop was long ruined, but it certainly saved our soybean crop in 2012.
Wow, amazing. The opportunity, yeah, maybe you'll be buying an irrigator by then, but let's hope not. But all right, so Obviously the market kind of feels the same way you do, that, hey, this the heat, the growing degree days we're going to accumulate this week is good for the crop. Are we set for a downturn or at best sideways trade here for a while?
You know, I think the heat is a good thing for the crop. Typically the corn crop really likes heat up to, you know, 85 degrees. You know, you get up into the mid-90s or 100 and higher, and I wouldn't say the corn crop likes it that much. The other thing the corn crop really struggles with, especially when you get a little farther along in the crop cycle, is hot nights. You know, and so we're going to have awfully hot nights this week. We've got to hope that that's another trend that we can break out of. So what's the trend of the market is your question. I think whenever you look at the markets the way they set up today, you know, the Dow had been running anywhere from 500 to 900 points plus lower. you know, you saw crude oil higher for a little while today, but for the most part, the energies have been having kind of a blasé day. And then you look at the dollar. I mean, I'll tell you what, this dollar market has been quite impressive. Looks like it's trying to run up there and make some new highs for the contract, but we haven't gotten up there yet. But bottom line is, you know, we're up, as you and I speak, over 600 points on the dollar. And I'll tell you what, that dollar index looks to me like it's plenty rich. Very concerned about the massive amount of money that's been sucked out with cryptocurrency and the equities over the last several days. And so, you know, I think that it's kind of a scary situation as far as people moving money towards the sidelines. Are commodities going to be a safe haven? That's a big question. But I think that if the inflationary type trade starts to subside, you've got to be really cautious as to assume you're going to see a rally just due to weather, just due to this, or, you know, I mean, here's the unfortunate reality, Meg. We could see a less than average crop in this U.S. here this year. And if this inflationary trade starts to shrink away into the sunset, I'll tell you what, you know, that doesn't mean the corn market's going to rally. And I know people don't want to hear that, but we need to understand what the possibilities are.
So true, because this morning, the heavy selling, and it seemed like during the course of the day, anything in the world that could be sold got sold today, and that drove the markets down. The equity market started the bandwagon, the cavalcade, the landslide. And, but how much do these managed fund positions in the grain and oilseed have fallen to the lowest level since January? And how much is that playing into the role of the consolidation in the commodity markets?
Yeah, I think it's definitely playing a role. I mean, you look and see what happened, you know, for instance, to July beans just over the last three trading sessions. You know, you look back here, you know, last Thursday, you actually topped the bean market out at 1784, you know, and then we closed the market today at 1707. And I think it's in large part due to some of that money kind of exiting. You know, when you start to talk about China imposing more COVID restrictions once again, you know, that was a feature that had kind of gone away here over the last 3-4 weeks. They start imposing restrictions, and I think the you know, people that are investing in the bean market get a little bit concerned about buying soybeans simply due to the fact that they're worried about what demand might look like. And so, you know, I think a lot of our commodities, it's been interesting to see kind of what the correlation is. And there's definitely a very strong correlation towards any sort of negative news out of China in the soybean market. So, you know, I think when you look at corn, I tell you what, whenever beans were down 38 cents today, I think that the corn market, these corn being up a penny, I mean, to me, that's a win. I think that it's a very strong indication that there's a lot more concern about weather, especially with corn being much closer to its critical time period, you know, than what you see as far as soybeans are concerned.
Okay, visiting with Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net. And Matt, you just a minute or so ago wanted to kind of cushion or educate farmers on the reality, the economics of what we may have, the ground we may have to tread here over the next month or two. So marketing, what's a good strategy here at this point?
You know, that's a great question, Mick. And so, you know, one way I'm going to explain it is this. Two Fridays ago, people went home pretty concerned because the markets got beat up 2 weeks ago. You know, a lot of folks went home two Fridays ago thinking that they hadn't sold enough corn. A lot of people went home this last Friday thinking they'd sold too much corn due to the weather. And so, you know, the happy medium is obviously going to be somewhere in the midst of things. But as far as me and my group and how we have tried to approach things, you know, we've wanted to be at least protected with a floor or physical sales. We've got physical sales against 30% of this 22 crop, and the rest of it has a floor underneath it. So we've got a put option, you know, just to protect ourselves. You know, when you looked at the spring insurance of 590, which was significantly above most people's break-even prices, basis of the board, to me, if you're significantly above that, it makes good sense to lock a floor in above that price. Now, I'll tell you this, Mick, now that we're getting into the situation where a lot of folks are concerned maybe that they've sold too much corn, I see no reason not to step in and buy a what I would call a, you know, a call option to insulate your hedge. So if you've got 30% of your crop sold, and I would recommend a conservative estimate like your average production history or APH, if you've got 30% sold, I would buy a call against that 30%. We've been talking about buying, like, for instance, an August short-dated call. I don't necessarily need to do it at the market. The way I see it, yeah, I'm going to buy an $8 call personally, because if this market takes off and goes to $8 and turns around and heads the other way, there's a very real chance that we've all raised at least a decent crop. Now, if the market, I think you and I would both agree that the market's probably not going to stop at eight. If we have a drought, you know, that takes our yield down to 170 nationally or below, you know, and so there's no telling where the market would go. And if the market goes up $2 or $3 from here, that's a move that you can't afford to miss if you've sold very many bushels. Because if you sold 30% of your APH, what if that ends up being 60% of your actual production? So I want to get hedged, but I want to insulate my hedge. That way, if I'm wrong, you know, about what's going to happen with these markets, that I'm happy to be wrong.
And that advice probably is based on experience, huh, Matt?
Yeah. You know, in 2012, I was still in the elevator business. And I tell you, I saw a lot of folks get too heavily hedged. And it's understandable why you would do such a thing when you see price levels you haven't seen in a long time. You look at what your profit margins might be versus the amount of money you've got invested in the crop. And yes, this was an expensive crop to put in the ground, but we all know what $7.21 times a 200 bushel crop looks like for profitability. So it's quite tempting to get really aggressively sold, but you don't want to get oversold. This is not the year you want to get oversold.
For sure. All right, Matt, just to bring you up to speed, there's a lot of planting progress that was made up here in the northwestern Corn Belt in the last week or so, but there's also a whole large group of farmers that say, doggone it, I just can't participate in $7 corn this time around. So there's a lot of unplanted corn acre, a lot of PP up here. Hey, we're almost out of time. How do guys get a hold of you?
Yeah, agmarket.net or agmarket.app, either one of those places will get you where you can find our contact info, technology, and research we provide.
All right. Thank you very much for the visit and your keen and insightful and experienced wisdom in the markets. Hope you have a good week, and hey, happy Father's Day, and hope the family doesn't have to buy you a new air conditioner before the weekend is done.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Talk to you later, Matt. All right, it's coming up on break time, and back with the North Dakota Corn Council Executive Director Gene Henning after this on Farm Talk.